Hey there, I'm your good friend Casey, and you are listening to So Here's the Story podcast, where we tell good God stories. We get to look back at our lives and look at parts that maybe didn't look so good, but we realize in retrospect, not only were they good, but God was in it. So listen, grab something to drink, find a comfortable spot, and listen to So Here's the Story podcast. Okay, so first of all, hey, I'm Casey. Welcome to So Here's the Story podcast, where we attempt to tell good God stories. Sometimes they hurt, sometimes we laugh, but we are here now. So, yeah. Okay. I was going to say something, and then I realized literally as I was thinking it that it's not true. I am gardener adjacent. Like, my plants don't die, but they don't always thrive, okay? Like, there, I'm in between. I'm getting better. But I have learned, especially over the last couple of years, maybe at the beginning of, like, quarantine season, whatever you want to call it, when things were really weird and we were just all stuck in the house, I started buying plants because I was alone and what else am I going to do? And so now my house, I have like a meditation room in the front of my house, and I think we're up to about 25 or so plants. I thought it was just going to be like 4 or 5, but then I was like, they need a friend. And then I was like, they may be lonely. Then this one needs a tall friend. And now we have a large family of plants in my house. And then even I have, like, in my little small apartment, when I go to work, there's a great deal of plants there. And I like to, seriously, if you haven't considered it, even just one plant, I promise you that the Holy Ghost talks through gardening. I have decided. I call it garden church. It's like as you're caring for plants, or I found that as I'm caring for plants, like Holy Spirit is like, hey, you noticed that? Yeah, I made that work that way. Hey, you see that connection? There's like all of these connections. And it started, honestly, my plant journey started from, I guess technically my grandmother really kept up with plants. Like, she had a house full of plants, indoor plants, outdoor plants. That was her thing. And so she started to become ill and then passed away a few years ago. But once she started to become ill, she really couldn't take care of her plants the way I knew her to. And so some of them died. Like, it was kind of like, and it wasn't really that important, of course. We were loving on her. And so after she passed away, my mom cut off a clipping of one of her plants. Almost dead, but it was there. And she kind of nourished that clipping, and it turned into this huge, huge, huge plant. And then a few years ago for my birthday, my mom cut off a piece of that same plant, and she gave it to me. And then I started nourishing that. And so this same plant has basically been in our family for generations. And so that's really where I first got introduced to gardening and plants. And of course, I did the thing, right? You start looking on the internet and you watch all these videos and YouTube, and there's all these things about how to be a great gardener. But here's the part that I have learned. Number one, there is so much like physical effort into taking care of plants. So I started doing during quarantine, I was doing Sundays. So that was like my church. I would watch a video. I would like stream church. And then I would take all my plants outside and I would pick them up, and they started to get heavier. The pots were bigger. Like, it started to be a thing. So it was physically taxing. And that maybe would take hours. And then during the week, I would have to miss the plants. And then I would have to cut off the dead leaves, and which is a whole nother thing. Like, letting go of dead pieces for the benefit of the entire thing. Yeah, another episode, but also a thing, right? So, like, the whole time, like, I'm getting beat up by the Holy Spirit. I'm trying to plant these plants. I'm picking up these big pots and stuff like that. And so I am invested. So then there came a point where I felt Holy Spirit, like, dealing with me about the plants. And I was like, okay, first you didn't like clothes, now you don't like plants. Like, what's the deal here? And he asked a really simple question. And I feel like because I had to be on the receiving end of said question, I offer said question to you, which is, what if this isn't your garden? I was like, what do you mean? Do you not look at this? Used to be this big, and now it's this big. This is my garden. I beg your pardon. I have put in a lot of effort. I've put in a lot of time. I have put in a lot of resources. This is my garden. If it ain't my garden, it is my garden, okay? Because I have put in enough time. Who garden is it? Like, I'm like on one, right? And I realized that he really wasn't talking about plants. When he was talking with me, really is about what had I invested myself in that maybe wasn't mine? What idea, what dream, what purpose, what vision that actually belonged to somebody else had I taken for my own and nourished and put effort in and put time in? And now I am so invested that I said, oh, no, that's mine. And to be honest, there was a sadness that came with that. There's one thing to like have a little baby plant and then maybe 2 weeks later, you're like, oh, this plant doesn't work well for my house and you give it away. Yeah, like, oh, like I had maybe given it a name. I named it Bertha. Bertha was great for 2 weeks, and then we give Bertha away. It is another thing to buy a seed, put that seed in the ground, cover it with dirt, water it every week, prune it, and then 10 years later, someone be like, oh, that's not your plant. You would be like, I beg your pardon. Well, I don't know where you think it's going. And what in our life have we held on to that closely? That if God said, hey, that's actually not yours, we would be so invested that we would not be able to let go. And so what I really heard God saying was, make sure that you are tending to your own garden. Because this is what happens. We get invested in something. We're not really sure, but we just dive in. We didn't ask God for confirmation. We didn't ask God if this is what we were supposed to be doing. And we get so invested that if God said it was not our garden, we would be crushed. We have such an emotional attachment to something that we really didn't ask God if we had grace for it, and we're just doing it. And what's the fruit of that? Fatigue. What's the fruit of that? Feeling burnt out because we are tending to a garden that may not be ours. And here's the part that sucks, man. And I'm telling you because I know I'm guilty of it. Sometimes we put so much effort and we've put so much of ourselves into someone else's garden that when God really tells us what our own garden is, we don't have the energy for it. Even if we have the heart for it, we now have to go into a period of restoration to get ourselves ready for the thing that was ours the whole time. And here's the thing, man. Gardens are beautiful. If you plant something, something's going to grow. I'm not saying we're talking about some garden where the plants are like all leaning over. That garden may be gorgeous, but it still may not be yours. That relationship may feel great, but it still may not be yours. That vision, that dream may be huge and big and wonderful, but it may not be what God has called you to. And so in my heart is this sort of like compassion because I get it, but then I understand the urgency of tending to your own garden. And I know and have experienced the heartbreak of realizing years in when I look at this beautiful thing that I've built with my own hands, with my own heart, with my own dreams, with my own time, with my own resources, and then found out that this isn't my garden. So here's the good part. Your story is not over. It's not too late. If you've been tending to the wrong garden, it's okay. There is always an opportunity to go back and say, God, what should I be doing? What thing have you placed in my heart that I should be doing? Where is my garden? Where should I plant? What should I prune? What should I pour myself into? And it's okay to sit for a little while in the sadness of realizing that you've been tending to someone else's garden. That sucks. It and especially when you see the fruit of it, especially when you're looking around like, okay, yeah. And now it's 6 feet tall and it started as a seed. Now the roots are so far. But today I'm thankful for not just God's growing power, but the Spirit's gift of restoration. We see in scripture over and over again that sometimes God literally tears the whole thing down and rebuilds it. Even, I mean, there's nods to the life of Christ that God will kill something and then bring it back to life. So even if you have to start over, even if you have to pivot to another garden, I just want to encourage you that in the right garden, your vision will live. In the right garden, your vision will grow. In the right garden, your purpose will not just happen. You won't just start it, but it will thrive. But the real question is, are you tending to your garden? And it's a hard question. And the answer might not be our favorite. The answer may hurt for a little while, What would hurt even more is spending another second tending a garden that is not yours. Spending another resource in a garden that does not belong to you. Spending another moment in a place that God has actually not called you to and you have no grace for. That would hurt even more. So I guess what I'm saying is take the momentary pain of asking and believe that God does restore and he will guide you to your garden. And I can't wait to see what it looks like, man. I'm genuinely excited. I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see what he grows in your garden because it's worth paying attention to. So let me know about it, man. It's all right. If I've hurt you today, I am sorry a little bit, but not really, maybe. More than anything, I know that there is a garden in you. There is something that God is growing in you that deserves your attention, that deserves all of your resources, all of your gifts, all of your amazing ideas. It deserves that. He deserves that. So find your garden. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of So Here's the Story podcast. It's our prayer that something that was said reminds you of the good and the God in your own story. If you heard something that maybe you want to share with a friend, do share it. Share this story with everyone that you know, everyone that you love, especially those that can be impacted by hearing a good God story in their own life. In fact, we love to hear your story. So leave us a comment. If you're listening to this on Spotify or if you're listening to it on Anchor, you can even leave us a voicemail. And maybe on the next episode, we'll hear your story. Until then, please follow us so you'll know the next time we're posting the next episode of So Here's the Story podcast. See you soon.